mostly musical film shorts that were shown on coin-operated vending machines in the early to middle 1940s. The word Zombie, however, has more or less fallen into a generic term because other companies created the same type of film. So that the ones we're going to see tonight are, some of them are Soundies, some are made by Minolta, a number of other companies, so that they're not all created by the Soundie Corporation, which was created by the Mills Novelty Company out of Chicago. And when we acquired the Soundies, to make the long story long, because you'll all appreciate how it all happened, is back in about 1972 or 73, I got a call from a woman down in Springfield, Ohio, which is about 30, 40, 50 miles away from Columbus. And she says, Bill, a mutual friend of ours, my buddy, my now good buddy Lee Cooper down in Newberry College, told me that I should get in touch with you because my record store is going to be demolished. Would you like to buy all of our records? She didn't have to wait much for an answer. I just quick ran down and got the director. I said, hey, here's the deal. Can we rent some trucks?
Any way you can.
And here's the price. I think it was like $1,000 for a whole store. And so we drove a truck down, a 16-foot bed truck, 4-speed, and 6:30 in the morning. And I wasn't awake. We got down there, loaded the truck, and found out we needed to come back another day, and we brought up about a 12-foot bed truck with automatic transmission, which made my life easier. We loaded that truck up and brought that back to Bowling Green. So we got a really great collection of records, mostly dating from about 1940 to the late 1950s, but some newer stuff in the early 60s. Well, be that as it may, about 2 or 3 years later, she calls me up again. She says, Bill, we've got all these films, and maybe you'd be interested in them. I said, what are these? We weren't in the film. We still really aren't in our collection, except for the Saudis. And she described these to me. So I said, well, let me try this same trick again. So I went to the director, and I said, here's this deal. And I posed the cost to him, and he said, okay. And so we went down, and with my car, I went down there, and she had about, the reels, actually, I'm not sure the number of the reels, but we had 900 subjects, each 3 minutes long. Okay, because they were originally distributed on reels of 8 subjects, closed loop, shown on a projector with a series of mirrors that would show it on a rear projection machine. And the machine itself, trade name was called Panoram. This is the book. She gave me the book, the promotional book that went with it. And the Panoram, which I love to have, looks like this. It's probably standing about 5 feet high. What does that deserve an applause? Are you going to get me one? Okay. And you put the dime in, and you saw the next film. Well, probably one of the downfalls of the Soundies were that you didn't have the choice of the film, unless it was a ploy of the distributor and the company, is that if you wanted to see it, you'd have to drop 7 more dimes before you saw your next film. Probably one of the greatest monetary supporters of Soundies was Jimmy Roosevelt, who of course dabbled in other types of film industry situations in the 30s and 40s. And here he is signing away his life, I'm sure, not his dad's. And this booklet, which he gave to us, is probably a collector's item. I've never seen another one like this. And it goes into detail how, Soundies are created, produced. They were made both on the East and West Coast. Yeah.
Was this place a distributing point?
He was a distributor in the southern Ohio area. Right. So that, I'm sure, I'd love to have found out, if there were other distributors in Ohio. But she apparently had these at her home, in her garage. And so I took my car down and picked them up. But the problem with the Soundies was that many times the production wasn't always exactly the elite production that you would expect. Some of the production was great, but it tended to lend toward the boring side at times. And Jimmy Fiddler said that in one of his articles that came out about 1941 or 42 in a New York newspaper, saying, just as I have always said, that who wants to stand and watch a film of a person or a band playing when in fact you could just be dancing to the music? And the turnaround time for these films was not all that current, so that it was difficult to compete with the record industry and the jukebox industry, where the turnaround time was a lot more, not more rapid. I picked up a bunch of records at a jukebox distributor a couple years ago in Cleveland, and he was old enough to, I thought, could remember Soundies. And I said, "Do you remember Soundies?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, you know, jukebox films." And he said, "Oh, I remember those. Boy, did we hate to go out on a call for those." He said, "We'd open up the backs and, you know, there'd just be spaghetti inside." I discovered that, you know, just by working with the film and cleaning it off, it would dump on my lap many times, you know, and I wasn't used to working on film. And, you know, just that I have to rewind everything, you know, to its original shape. The Soundies themselves were a very racially classed item. The catalog, which we got from Mrs. Pettigrew, if I will refer to her as Mrs. Pettigrew, because that's her name. Her husband just died a couple weeks ago, so be that as it may. Remember when they came to campus, poor Mr. Pettigrew, the girls were out sunning themselves in front of the fountain in the ad building, I remember. Mrs. P always had all she could do to keep him away from gawking at the girls falling in the pool, I remember. But the Soundies catalog was divided into a white section and a Negro section. All these films had a number with a title and artist index in the front. And then they had a separate specialty and dated subject. Idea of some of the titles from the patriotic and dated subject. Slapped the Japs right into the laps of the Nazis. KP Serenade. Rosie the Riveter. Lapalooza Lou. As Mabel goes, so goes the Navy. here's the one. Yeah, I didn't know. When are we going to land abroad? All right. He can fight like he can love. Good night, Germany. Okay. Take it from World War I, but from, you know, probably. And there's one of my favorites, which I know we have. It's called Tojo Kampio Men.
How are we going to knock the hit out of Hitler?
Yeah.
Does it have that one?
I'm not sure. But what I have done is put the reels onto a 10 subject reel. They were originally distributed on 8 subject reels, separated again segregationally, so that there were black reels and white reels. And the black reels, of course, only sold to the black audiences, white, generally speaking, to the white audience. I'm trying to figure out maybe if some of the Louis Armstrong and Ellington and maybe Basie's, probably some of those were stuck on some of the white reels. But what I've done is just made them into 10 subject reels, just for a little bit of flavor. They feature not only jazz performers, pop performers, country, novelty. They even had a couple of cartoons, puppet acts. Some of them were really bad. The puppet acts were the puppeteer is all in black in the background, and then he has the puppet. So who's going to watch that for, you know, 3 minutes? Who's going to watch it for 1 minute? But some of the jazz stars,
that's the Jowers,
Japanese style.
Right, okay, well, during World War II, right.
You're not supposed to see them. That's why they're in black. They're basically
but his shoes shine with the spotlight.
I remember that one.
But some of the jazz artists, of course, most of you probably are familiar with the jazz clips more than anything else. Featured like Bess Waller, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, jazz as it was. And Lucky Millinder, some of the country performers featured people like Jimmy Wakely, Dick Robertson, Red River Dave, Tex Ritter. There were a number of novelty acts like Spike Jones, a number of the black performers, vocal groups like the Jubilaires, the Mills Brothers. The problem was that because they were owned and operated by a white operative, even the black ones were in some way fairly racist. And I think on one of them you will see the openings a couple times of a little black boy or a girl eating a watermelon and saying Minoko across the watermelon before the film starts. They were, of course, designed to be shown on a screen, you know, about this big. And so what we're going to see is something that's probably about twice to three times as big, and you're going to see a lot of things, flaws and what have you, that you may not have been designed to be seen by the audience. And
we're going to see these
in reverse. We will be seeing these in reverse. We couldn't get a projector that would flip them the other way. So baselines will be played with the right hand. Guys will have their hair parted on this side.
Not in the middle?
Well, I don't know. Thank you, Mike. But notice a lot of things that relate to the creation of this movie, the costuming, the choreography, because we're going to see some really hot dancing in this first one with Duke Ellington and his sepia steppers. I mean, really. And check the Basie one out with the dancer that wins the dance contest, things like this. Check the scenery, the extras, the girl extras, as well as the guy extras. They appear in film after film. A lot of the Fats Waller ones you'll find in maybe Ellington films and others. The sets, check the setting out. Some of them, you know, they have the standard living room setting with a little jazz combo, or maybe a street setting. So there's, you know, and anybody wants to yell out, hey, look at this, or hey, look at that. Or I may even do this, because I've seen a number of these, and I, you know, you pick up little things. Like, when you see Billy Eckstein, check his suit out. Looks like he slept in it. Or somebody slept in it with him in it. I don't know. I tried to include mostly jazz and black up-tempo films. The second one will have some country ones stuck at the end. But I wanted to show you, we're going to be seeing a lot of some Fats Waller and Basie. What I'll do is read to you now, and you try to remember, because you're going to see them all flipped. Alright? So I'll read to you now what is going to be on the first reel that we're going to see. Okay. We're going to see Cook and Brown and the Sepia Steppers doing the Chatter. This is a soundie. The next one is a soundie called Ain't My Sugar Sweet by the Chanticleers. Rhythm and a Riff with Billy Eckstein and his orchestra. Great scat stuff, really great scat stuff on this one. I Dreamt I Dwelled in Harlem, the one, you know, that Glenn Miller made popular, Della Rhythm Boys, from 43. Some of these are dated. 41 version of Airmail Special. This is the one with Basie and the famous dancer you'll see, and check out, you know, how he wins also. Virginia, Georgia, and Caroline. Yeah, I have to say it the way Cab says it. Okay, Cab Calloway from 42. Hot Chocolate, altered title Cottontail with Ellington, with Whitey's Lindy Hoppers. Sweet Kisses by Evelyn Keyes and the Sepia Steppers. Take Everything by the Three Peppers. That's made by Filmcraft. And then Shout, Sister, Shout with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. This is one of my favorites, the Shout, Sister, Shout. So, if anybody has anything to say before we go, I'll answer the questions, but I think we want to really get into the visuals and the hot tunes. Okay? Okay, we'll let her rip now. When? Thank you. Let her sleep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
Thank you. You take the breeze that makes me sigh, and take the trees that grow so high. Take all the world, it's just for you. Take everything there is, but leave me you.
Oh, baby,
just leave me you.
Heighten's orchestra doing Ghost Train, you know, so. Some of These Days by Maxine Sullivan,
yeah,
42. Swinging on Nothing by Louis Armstrong with Velma Middleton and George Washington. Let's see, Close Shave by Aurora Greeley and Leroy Broomfield. Hot in the Groove by Erskine Hawkins and his Jiving Scorchers. And this apparently is taken from a number of the Fats Waller soundies because it's called a Fats Waller medley with Join the Jump and Ain't Misbehaving Honeysuckle Rose. That was from 43. Flamingo by Duke Ellington with Herb Jeffries. Also Janet Collins and Tally Beatty, I guess, must be dancers.
Yeah.
Blues in the Night by Cab. Sugar Baby by Mabel Lee with Noble Sissle. And Beyond the Blue Horizon by all of our favorites, the Three Sons. And then Little Brown Jug by Emerson's Mountaineers. For Bob Pinson, especially. There you go. Have to get it. Okay, so I think we're about ready to roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for asking me to sing. It's mighty sweet of you, so let's house that he went away. They heard his sweetheart say, oh, it most broke her heart. And when you leave me, you know twill grieve me. You're gonna miss your sweet baby, yes, some of these days.
Thank you. They just walk there, just look at the way it's swinging. Come on now, cause I'm in power. I got bail for going to jail. I mean, this chart is jumping. Yeah, read essence of pink buttermilk. Look what's going on here. Come out of there, you rascal, you. Easy, isn't it, Johnson? Take me, darling, take me to him.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. In misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
You better save your confection for me.
I know for certain the one I love.
You do?
I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
In misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Oh, pat me on my back and
like
call me shorty.
Jackie Horner in the corner. Go nowhere.
Really?
What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for.
Oh, that's so nice of you, baby.
I don't stay out late and I don't care to go.
You better not scare
me. I'm home about 8, me and my radio.
Well, I'll drop around this evening.
Misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Come here so I can tell you something, baby. If you're under me, cause of jealousy, when they see you out with me, don't blame them, goodness knows, honey, suffer rose. When you pass my flowers through the side, I don't know the reason why, you're much sweeter, goodness knows, honey, suffer rose. I don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup, you're my sugar. So sweet when you stir it up, when I'm taking no sip from your lips, does the honey drip, confection good. Goodness knows, honey, suck on rose. Yeah, take a sip from the lip. Our confession doesn't drip. Yeah, you're my baby, my sugar, honey, suck on rose.
Flamingo, like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and a love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring pause. When the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me. Thank you.
captain told me when I was in knee pain. My mama done told me, son.
What did she tell you?
A woman of sweet talk,
yeah,
I'll give you the glad eye.
Uh-huh.
But when that sweet talk is done,
keep on a talking.
A woman to do face, or worry something that'll leave you to sing the blues,
the blues
in the night. Sugar babe, the light in your eyes seems to come right straight from paradise. Makes us all realize there's no eyes like sugar babe. Your walk, just to imitate, it's amusing how they strive. Honey, let me state, it's the latest in the line of jive. Sugar babe, you surely are hip, and you know the latest dancing step. No one's got a half the pep or the rep of sugar babe. In your Sunday best, you're dressed so neat. Ain't no one on the street can compete with Sugar Babe. Sugar Babe, ah, the light in your eyes seems to come right straight from paradise. Makes us all realize there's no eyes like Sugar Babe. Your walk, ah, just to imitate, it's amusing how they strive. And your talk, honey, let me say, it's the latest in the line of jive. Sugar babe, you surely are hip, and you know the latest dancing step. No one's got half the pep or the rep of sugar babe. My wife and I lived all alone in a little log hut we call our own. I love gin and she loved rum. Tell you what, did we have fun? Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. And a little bulldog crossed the creek on a hickory log. My foot slipped and I fell in. I grabbed the dog and I left her swim. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee.
I go toiling on my farm, little brown jug beneath my arm. Set me down in the shade of a tree, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Roses red and violets blue, sugar sweet and so are you. So before I go, I think that I will have another drink. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. If I had a cow that gave such milk, in the finest silk, feed her on the choicest hay, milk her 20 times a day. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee. Ah, ha, ha, you and me, little brown jug, how I love thee.
Interviewing a couple of librarians, one was a children's librarian from Ottawa or Toronto or something, and they started talking about censorship and things like that after about an hour's worth of discussion, and they were saying how sometimes in the children's library, they have certain books which are not available on the open shelves. We ran into that yesterday up in Bowling Green. All those blocks of wood and the all the good books were hidden away out back. Well, they had a card, and he said that there were a lot of libraries that had set up a card like this, that under the heading of sex, it said, "See librarian for sex." So, they created problems. They had to reword that particular card.